the 10 principles of phenomenal performance for success in business and in life. We all understand that there are, we have ideas, whether we implement those ideas or not is the key. I mean, you just can't get there without taking action. You have to move forward. You have to implement. You have to take action. And even when we're successful, there's another level of performance. I call it phenomenal performance, of course. There's always another level. There's always things that are being either left out, or maybe they're not being implemented the best that they could be. Every day in every single company, it's never going to be perfect. There's always going to be a next level. There's always going to be something that you can improve, no matter how successful you are as a person or a business. These principles have been proven, not just by myself, but all of this material, everything that I do comes from the training that I've received from people like Zig Ziglar and John Maxwell and many, many others, Michael Gerber. And we have figured out from all those people, what is the best way that something can be done? And our entire system is based on that. And so this is a framework to help you and your team to get better results, have more fun doing it, have less stress, and get the right things done at the right time in the right way. It's a proven system. It's a proven framework. And I want to reiterate that this is a proven framework that all of these steps work together, as I'll show you today. So at the end of the day, what we're looking for is performance. And as I mentioned a second ago, it starts with inspiration. The inspired person invites phenomenal performance. The reason we don't implement is because we got stinking thinking, and we don't have a vision. We don't have a high level of desire. And that comes from somewhere deep down inside of us, that there's a belief issue somewhere. By the way, as I mentioned, this is session number 7. So you can go to the Inner Circle website and get all of the trainings, all of our Tuesday trainings. We have a replay where you get the video, the audio, the slides, and a transcript so that you can learn this material. We want you to learn it, to know it, to use it, to live by it. And at the end of the day, yeah, there's a lot of reasons we don't implement. There's a lot going on. There's a crisis. There's distractions. There's somebody quit. You know, there's all kinds of issues that keep us in chaos. But and so we're not talking about being a miracle worker. We're talking about responding to those circumstances by relying on these principles, whether things are going well externally or not. Relying on these principles actually work. It's a proven life performance, personal performance system. And the higher level you perform as a human being, then the better your business is going to be. I mean, we all agree that everything rises and falls on leadership, and the toughest person to lead is ourselves. So we need to adopt positive principles. We have 10. And when you adopt those principles and you begin to live by these principles, your belief systems will automatically change over time. Because when you change your thinking, you change your beliefs. Even if you are uncomfortable, even if you just like it feels a little awkward. For example, doing the daily time capsule every single day or 6 days a week, you know, drilling down and cutting through all the chaos to find those phenomenal 4 projects, it's awkward, it's uncomfortable, it's different than what we've done before. But if you keep doing it, that's the key. You just keep showing up and you keep chopping every single day. then you're going to literally change your belief systems, because you're going to see results. And when you see results, you're going to go, wow, this actually works. Principle number one, you don't even get out of the gate without this one. The potential principle says this: understanding your potential impacts phenomenal performance. The question is, who do you think you are? Well, I'm going to tell you who you are. You're a phenomenal product created by God to do phenomenal things, to have a phenomenal life. You're born to win, designed for accomplishment, engineered for success, endowed with the seeds of greatness. After all, God don't make no junk. Number two is the picture principle. You have to have a compelling picture that that draws you in, that moves you, that pulls you. It's called a dream. This whole system is set up this way. First, I got to understand that I can. The second thing is I got to see a new picture. I got to see a goal. I got to see a vision that's exciting to me. And that gives me the desire. And so a compelling picture imagines phenomenal performance. Mr. Ziegler said you have to see the reaching in your mind before you arrive at the destination. So the question is, what do you see? Do you see just problems, or do you see possibilities? We need to take time to think. We need to take time to dream, because there are possibilities. We may not see them immediately. It may take us time. We may fail a few times or a lot of times before we actually get to where it is that we want to go. But we got to have that picture that keeps us going. Then we need to check that picture with our purpose. Why are we doing what we're doing? Why are you growing your business? Why are you in this business to start with? Why do you stay in this business? Why do you have five businesses? Why do you want employees? Why do you not want employees? See, when you find your whys, you'll find your ways. When you find your why, you'll find your way. So you need to really understand and be very strategic about your life and about your business, and understand why you do what you do. And if you'll understand that it's not about you, it's about him and them, you will, and the difference that you make with your life and with your business, it's inspiring. It's inspiring. I just opened a little, I was shocked this morning. I just opened this little magazine that I've been writing for 30 years. And I think they put me in there every other issue now. And there's another guy who was, I'll just put it this way, the company that he worked with, we were sort of competitors for many, many years. We've gotten older and wiser now. And as I said, these guys were doing some stuff, you know, way bigger than me for a long time. But as the turtle, I just kept going. The next thing you know, I'm doing stuff that their eyes are about this big, you know, like, he's doing what? And without saying my name, he literally said at the end of his article, and as one of my colleagues likes to say, and he basically quoted me, and I was like, I didn't think this guy even paid attention to me, you know? And every day you're going to see things like that, whether it's an employee that says, you know, thank you for this opportunity, or this has changed my life, when you're doing it right. And, or a client, you change their life, or someone in ministry. You see, when you live by purpose, it not only inspires you, but it inspires other people, because you're making a difference in the lives of other people. In leadership, when you develop your vision is mission, mission, values, and purpose, MVP. Why are you in business? What difference does it make? If you didn't exist, what would be the void in the community? If your business didn't exist, what would be the void in your industry? Yesterday, I wanted to get some exercise and play basketball in my front yard and in my driveway. And we got a bunch of people out here, you know, working on our well. We need a new well. We're having a new well drilled. And so there's four trucks out there and people everywhere. So I went up to the church, and there was a kid up there at the church. And I sort of just felt like I needed to maybe minister this guy. And he's 24. He's been in some trouble. working a job, but really no, you know, you could tell he's just searching for purpose. I asked him about his family. I said, what does your dad do? He said, it doesn't do anything. I said, what do you mean it doesn't do anything? I said, what does he do? Just sit around, watch TV all day? He said, yeah. And he said, we never really talk. Okay, wait a minute. He's sitting there all day watching TV. You're home all day because you work at night and you guys never talk. See, the problem in our society today is a lack of purpose. Nobody knows why they're here and what they're supposed to do. So we just sit around and let the media, the government, corporate America, and our education system, we just let the world infect our minds. No, we need to be different and we need to make a difference in other people's lives. Can I get an amen on that one? Okay. Principle four is the people principle, the right people influence phenomenal performance. Who do you have around you? The man who coined the term, if you have a dream but no team, you have to give up the dream or build up the team, is going to take the stage at 3 p.m. A week from Friday. He's the man that I learned that from. If you have a dream but you don't have a team, you have to give up the dream or build up the team. So that's what we're going to be talking about, is how do you build up the team? I'm going to be speaking on that myself on Friday, building that phenomenal dream team. And then mentors, coaches, we all need coaching, and take advantage of the opportunity in Phenomenal Products in your pods. That's group coaching, basically, and your monthly coaching, because the fact is that Phenomenal Products was started on Proverbs 15:22 that says, without consultation, plans are frustrated, but with many counselors, plans succeed, which, by the way, is the next principle, the planning principle. Proper planning initiates phenomenal performance. You need a roadmap. This is why I'm so thrilled that Jeffrey took the time to go through, print out the business plan, and fill it out. You need a roadmap. You need a business plan, and you need a plan for your life. Principle six, the priority principle, living by priority, ignites phenomenal performance. What's important now? Because it's like the domino effect in The One Thing by Gary Keller. He talks about priorities. He has a focusing question that says, what's the one thing I can do such that by doing it, everything else becomes either easier or unnecessary? Okay. And you can apply that to any part of your business or life, and then you chunk it down, all right, to the one thing, because that's the domino. If you have 4,000 dominoes lined up, all you have to do is just hit the first domino, and if they're set up right, it's going to, you know, all of them are going to fall down, right? So understanding this is our process. Understand that you can dream, set some goals, understand why you're doing what you're doing, build your team, and then put your plan together and get your coaching, and boil that down to your top four phenomenal projects. I know that sometimes that's hard to do. And if they're all equally important, just pick one. How do you eat an elephant, as the old saying goes? One bite at a time. Where do you start? Well, if you can figure out there's a process to this, there's a process to prioritizing, okay? What's going to have the biggest impact on your business in the next 90 days? Is it increasing profits, Is it increasing sales? Is it hiring someone? Is it firing someone? Is it changing something in your personal life?
Listen to this, if you want to. It's not 30 minutes.
I'm getting.
And you know, so you wanna be able to, and that's where coaching comes in. Coaching gives you perspective, gives you focus on here's where to focus right now. And so you got your phenomenal four projects and you got the one thing project. Then what you do is you build something. Let's just say that, hey, I gotta be more profitable. So that's my one thing. So therefore I gotta create a system. I gotta use Ellen Rohr's system. So I implement Ellen Rohr's system. Now I move it from project to process. Now that's just how we do it here. It's no longer a project because it's built. Now it's a process. A simple process improves phenomenal performance. What systems will you use? The game is consistently building those systems and just continuing to build and add on to those systems. There's also a very simple framework for systems in the inner circle that I need you to know that you know that you know. See the Five Secrets book up there, the red and white one? You need a vision, MVP. You need your org chart. That way everybody can see. And even if you're by yourself, you need to see that. I'm in every box. So where am I going to start replacing myself? Then PRD. What anybody on your team, including yourself, what do I do every day? What do I do every week? What do I do every month? What do I do every quarter? What do I do every year? And then you build policies and procedures. Folks, ladies and gentlemen, on the Inner Circle website, those of you who are full members, now if you're, you know, coming in just to the webcast, like from Ziglar or whatever, you don't have access to all this stuff. But those of you who are full Inner Circle members, there's an employee handbook there. There's a disciplinary process. There's a coaching process. There's all sorts of documents that that you can grab and take and create your policies and procedures, because your policies and procedures, those are the ones that are going to take time. So there's five components. There's your vision, your org chart, your PRDs, your policies and procedures. That five-step framework is how you build a system. And so you could just continue to add a procedure here, a policy there, and over time, it takes time. But the first step in Inner Circle is your first year. In your first year, you can create a whole bunch of policies and procedures. By the way, you can create these before you even have a person to put in that slot. You don't have to wait until you have a person. It's better to do it before you hire that person. Does that make sense? Okay. Number eight is the productivity principle. And this is where I want to focus today. Okay. I'm actually going to finish up this series today. Next week is conference week, and we're going to do something a little different next week. The week after that, I'll be in Hawaii with our phenomenal game changers. So Santiago is probably going to teach that day. So I'm going to finish up this series today. 10 principles in 7 weeks. So I'm going to finish up with the three remaining principles. This one right here, this is where the rubber meets the road. The productivity principle. Persistent, consistent productivity ensures phenomenal performance. Now, even though I'm from Lower Alabama, I know that that's not how you spell ensures. It should be E-N. But it doesn't match the framework. I like the framework to be exactly the same, like, you know, PPI, Phenomenal Products Incorporated, PPI, the productivity principle ensures. But it's actually accurate, and here's why it's accurate. The reason it's accurate is because this is your insurance policy. This is your insurance policy. If you take an hour a day, every day, we call it the daily time capsule, at least an hour a day working on your Phenomenal Four projects, it'll change your life. What did Jeffrey say just a second ago? He said, man, it was hard to get used to it, but when I started doing it. So those of you who are coaching out there, hone in on this, okay? Make sure that, you know, franchisees, you know, my team, I'm here as your chief reminding officer, daily time capsule. Daily, I don't care if you have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning like I used to have to get up to do that. Work on your projects. That might mean sending out some emails. That might mean writing a procedure. It might mean getting some information or getting some proposals or reading some proposals. You're building a website for whatever it might be. And then the other thing is that you need to make sure that you schedule your time to learn. Tuesday morning, get on a class, spend an hour a day learning. You can do that in your daily time capsule if you want to, but at some point in time, you know, when are you going to learn this process? Okay, when are you going to learn these systems? So where the rubber meets the road is what action are you taking today? Today. John Maxwell came and spoke at our conference in 2014. And when he took the stage, he looked around at the audience. There was a couple hundred business owners in there and Inner Circle members. And he said, if I could have dinner with you tonight, he said, I could predict your future success. That was more than one person that folded their arms and leaned back, and I could hear them saying to themselves, this is going to be a long 90 minutes. I mean, this guy's just arrogant, right? And then he said this. He said, if I could have dinner with you tonight, I would ask you about your daily agenda. Because your daily agenda determines your future success. Daily time capsule. By the way, that daily time capsule might include scheduling some training, blocking your time. When you go through the one thing, you're going to learn about time blocking, right? You know, when do you learn? When do you work? When do you meet with your team? When do you run your life by a calendar? Zig Ziglar said that outside of character and integrity, persistent consistency is the most important quality of success. You got to have desire. And that's what gives you the persistency, because you have that desire. Your persistent consistency means this, that you're showing up, working on your goals every day, and you're taking it to the next level every day. Josiah, if you're listening, I already sent you these slides. Fix this picture because it's a little fuzzy there. I came up with this acronym for focus. Stay faithful to your vision. Stay organized, stay consistent, daily time capsule, stay uplifted. That means take in some inspirational information on a daily basis. Read a little bit, listen to some worship music, throw in a little Zig Ziglar, and then systematic. This is our system. Remember that planning isn't predicting the future. It's preparing for the future. You don't know what's going to happen. So you have to make the best decisions that you can every day. We have done the work for you. This is your PRD. In the Inner Circle, you have a PRD. By the way, PRD stands for Performance Results Description. If you want to be turnkey in three years, follow this process for 3 years. Every day you do your daily time capsule, you work on those Phenomenal Four projects, you track or view your daily sales and your daily upsells. Every week, review your sales by category, your sales by source, review your P&L, attend the Tuesday webcast. Thank you for being here today. And then attend your performance pod. And then attend one of the systems training, live training, or access the training on the Inner Circle site. Every month, review your P&L, month to date, year to date, compare to the last period. Review your monthly sales reports, total sales, category, and source. Again, compared to the same period, month to date, and year to date. And then every month, meet with your Inner Circle coach to review your monthly progress. Every quarter, what are you going to do? Attend conference, because we need a 90-day reset, review, and a preview. And we need that inspiration. People told us many times that, you know, it's about 90 days. I'm starting to drag a little bit. And then, man, I go to conference and it inspires me again. All right. So commit to that daily time capsule with your planner. You're going to put your Phenomenal Four projects up here. That's all you need to do is every day you open that up. You look at your Phenomenal Four projects and start taking action. Right here, what you're going to do is you're going to list the things that you need to do today. And then down here is not a calendar. This is where you're going to fill in what you actually did. You see, this is called a personal performance record. This is why I call it a daily time capsule, because I can go back 8 years and see what I was working on that very day. You know what a time capsule is, right? They take the newspapers of the day, the news, and all the artifacts of, you know, current life, and they bury it for 20 years. Or however many years it is. So when you look back 10 years, 20 years, what are you going to see? Are you going to see yourself in the same spot? Are you going to see yourself moving forward? And then, by the way, this bottom part down here, physical, mental, spiritual, recreational, family, career, social, and financial, I check those off every single day. Every single day. Been doing this for 12 years. Very helpful to stay focused. Which brings me to the progress principle, because what that tracking does, tracking your progress illuminates phenomenal performance. You get to see what's working, what's not. This is why, you know, staying up with your sales, you know, you don't wait till after the end of the month and 30 days later, you finally get your numbers. You don't do that. What you do is you stay up with those numbers. If your CPA or bookkeeper or whatever doesn't want to participate, then maybe they need to go participate somewhere else. Because you cannot, you know, next week is called Up Your Game, all right? And the theme is football, okay? Can anybody tell me who won the Super Bowl the other night on Sunday night?
Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay. Now, there's some Eagles fans that would disagree with you. You know, they said that they were cheated or whatever. At the end of the day, it's the score. That's how you know. Every Super Bowl, every football game that will ever be played, there's a scoreboard up there. And guess what? That game is just like life. Sometimes you're going to be, somebody's going to do you wrong. So what? You get up and you play the game. You don't make any excuses. Sometimes you're going to get a call in your favor. It's one of the things I thank God for every single day is just the favor that he's put on my life. That undeserved mercy. I had a guy call me out of the blue about a year ago that, are you ready for this? I knew you in first grade. I'm like, first grade? I don't even remember first grade. I don't remember one single scene from first grade. I don't even remember going to that school. And he pointed out some episodes or whatever. Well, this guy is a pastor and he does a lot of speaking and everything. We've just been kind of interacting here and there on Facebook and by email and stuff. He calls me last week or so, and he said, hey, I want to ask you if you'll do something for me. If you want, that's okay. You can say no. He wants me to write the foreword to his book, and his book is all about gratitude. Well, Mr. Zig Ziglar said that out of all the attitudes one can acquire, by far the attitude of gratitude is the most important and most life-changing. Why is that? Because we're focused on the gain rather than the gap. We need to have the goal. We need to be stretching ourselves. But remember, it's not what you get when you reach that goal, it's who you become. And that goal is about him and them, not you anyway. But the beauty is that we get to participate in the spoils, if you will. We get to participate in the rewards. And so we need to track. And when you track your numbers, it shows you what happened. You know, in football, there's a whole lot more stats, you know, the next day, you know, even throughout the game, they had all these other stats. It's not just the scores, all these other things that you need to track. So you got to debrief after every project, every service, after every day, after every week, after every month. You debrief and you have meetings with the team members and get feedback. In the military, they call that AAR, after action review, because when you do this, it'll help you get better. When I restructured my service company, we were in debt. My general manager wasn't getting the job done. His daughter was the bookkeeper, wouldn't get the job done. I gave them all the systems, all the coaching, everything that they needed, all the permission and authority to do it. They wouldn't do it. I fired them, got my new team together. Santiago was leading that team, three directors. And we had a meeting all day, every month on the 20th of the month, and to review the month and to plan, to debrief the previous month, plan how we're going to have the most phenomenal month ever. And man, we never look back. Debriefing. Tracking, it shows you, it illuminates what's working, what's not working. Okay. Again, here's a list of the things that you want to track. So I added a few things on here that you may want to look at. Not just the sales and upsells, but what about number of calls, inside sales, outside sales? How many calls did you make? How many bookings did you make? What does your production look like? Is it on time? Is it on budget? How many returns did you get? Man, I bought some flowers at 1-800 Flowers yesterday, and I've had great success with them. Until yesterday, my wife's Valentine's flowers come in, and it looked like a bouquet that you could buy at the convenience store. It was terrible. She got on the phone with them and got a refund. That's pretty bad, isn't it? You know, so now I got to go find like phenomenal flowers somewhere. But anyway, so how many returns are you getting? How many redos are you getting? What about your client surveys, your reviews? What do those look like? And then what about weekly sales by service? You need to learn how to do these reports. Sales by source is, you know, how much repeat business did you get? How much referral business did you get? If you did any direct advertising or direct sales, what does that look like? What's your average order? you know, looking at your P&L, your income statement. Ellen has a financial quick check program. Now you got to go through some training and learn how to use it, but it's a great tool that she uses. It keeps people accountable and on track weekly. What does your balance sheet look like? Is it updated? And of course, you don't have to do that every week, but when you learn how to look at your balance sheet, you read Ellen Rohr's books, it's pretty simple. It's what you own and what you owe. And you can go through there if you do it right and you update your numbers or have somebody update your numbers on a regular basis. You can go in there and see all your credit card balances, all your notes on your vehicles, and you know, any other loans that you have. You can see what your AR is and your AP is, which is your accounts payable and accounts receivables. You got the whole picture. You got the whole picture. And then monthly and annually, the same things you want to do every month and, of course, every year. Finally, principle number 10 is the patience principle. Exercising great patience increases phenomenal performance. As I said earlier in this call, I might not be the fastest person around, but give me time. Just give me time. I love what Mr. Zig Ziglar says about this pump right here. Can't see it that good from, because I don't have a good background for it yet, but this is Mr. Ziglar's old water pump. He used to, imagine this, he used to travel around the country with this thing, right? And he said, if you pump long enough, hard enough, and enthusiastically enough, sooner or later, the reward will come forth, okay? And you have to understand that phenomenal performance doesn't happen overnight. Happens over time. There's no such thing as an overnight success. If you get lucky, just say, thank you, Lord. Cool, that was awesome. You know, I had a great call the other day. My franchise partners call me up, say, this guy's out of money. We don't want to give him any money, but if you come in as a partner, we'll fund it. I was like, wait a minute, you're going to give me part of somebody's business for free? All I have to do is coach them. Y'all going to put in the money? Yeah. If you work with them, we'll put in the money. Okay. I'll take it. But then you're going to have other times where you miss the mark, where you, sometimes you win, sometimes you learn, right? I had a house that I could have sold for $100,000 more than I'm getting for it, but I was a little too lenient on the previous owner and I let him stay there 4 more months than I should have. I should have made him leave when he was supposed to leave. He paid me, but the market crashed. I missed the market. It happens. But what do people say about real estate? What do people say about real estate? Just stay in the game. Over time, it all evens out, right? I mean, I didn't lose money. I'm basically even on that property. Be patient with yourself because values and habits change slowly. Habits take time to develop. Be patient with others. Systems take time to develop. Be patient with the process. See if I can get this video to come up. This is Mr. Zig Zig talking about
inspiring love performance.
You guys see that okay?
Because I believe this is a story of life. I believe it's your story. I believe it's the story of America. I believe it's the story of success. I got a couple of good friends who many, many years ago were riding around in the South Alabama foothills. It was a hot August day. And they got thirsty. Bernard Haygood was driving. Jimmy Glenn was the passenger. They pulled behind this old abandoned farmhouse. And Bernard hopped out. He ran over, and there was an old pump on the well. And he grabbed the handle, and he started the pump. How many of you have ever used one of these old-fashioned water pumps? Can I see your hand, please? Okay, well, he had just a pumping away, you know. And after about 3 or 4 minutes, he said, "Jimmy, better get that old bucket over there and dip some water out of the creek. We're going to have to prime the pump." How many of you know what I'm talking about when I say you got to prime the pump? Well, for you underprivileged non-pumpers, that just means you got to put something in here before you get something out there. See, unfortunately, a lot of people stand in front of the stove of life and they say, "Now, stove, you give me some heat, then I'll put some wood in here." That ain't the way it works. You got to put something in before you can get anything out. So many times, you know, the employee goes to the employer and says, "Give me a raise, then I'll start coming to work on time." Or so many times they will come to him and say, "Make me the boss. Now, I know I haven't been here very long, don't really deserve to be the boss, but I just function better when I am in charge of things. You reward me now, and then I promise you, I'll learn what this business is all about later on. Reward me now, and I'll produce later." It doesn't work that way. Can't you just see a youngster in school saying, "Teacher, if I take a failing grade home, my parents are going to skin me alive. Pass me on this quarter, and next time, I'll study more than anybody else. Reward me now, I'll produce later." It doesn't work that way. Can't you just see an old farmer standing out in the fields in October and saying, "Lord, I know I didn't plant a thing this year, but if you give me a big crop this year, I'll plant more than anybody next year." It ain't that way, folks. You got to put something in before you can expect to get anything out. Well, he's just a pumping away. You know, that's hot. It's August. I mean, the question is just how much pumping are you going to do for a drink of water? And finally, old Bernard said, "You know, Jimmy, I don't believe it's any water down there." Jimmy said, "Yeah, it is, Bernard. You know, in South Alabama, the wells are deep. And oh, we're glad they're deep, because the deeper the well, the cooler, the cleaner, the sweeter, the purer, the better tasting the water." And isn't that true of life? Isn't it true that if you could become an MD by 6 weeks of summer school, that the rewards would be almost minimal or nothing? And how many patients would you have? Isn't it true that if you become a sales expert in 3 days of a training school, that the rate of pay would go down rather radically? Isn't it true that anything worth doing is worth doing poorly? Until you can learn to do it well. We'll never know how many kids have missed a college scholarship because they didn't study an average of 10 more minutes a day. We will never know how we come so close to promotion, but we grew discouraged and quit too soon. We'll never know how much more success we would have had we just had a little more pumping in there, and pump and pump and pump and pump. Well, finally, old Bernard just got disgusted. He threw up his hand. He said, "Jimmy, there's just no water down there." Jimmy said, "Don't stop, Bernard. Don't stop. If you stop, the water's going to go all the way back down, and then you're going to have to start all over." The reality is, folks, and I'm totally convinced of this, this is the story of America. This is your story. This is the story of success. This is the story of life. I believe with all of my heart that if you will pump long enough, and hard enough, and enthusiastically enough, that eventually the reward is going to follow the effort. And then once that water starts to flow, all you got to do is just keep a little easy, steady pressure on it, and you're going to get more water than you can possibly use. The basic problem is this. So many times people get involved in something, and they'll say, "Well, I'll give it a try, and if it works out, that'll be good, and if it doesn't work out, I mean, hey, I ain't gonna kill myself." You know what I mean, fella? Well, I gotta tell you something, folks. You're gonna pump forever like that before anything happens. When you get into something, grab that sucker and dig with it, and then once the water starts to flow, then, ladies and gentlemen, that's what Strategist for Success is all about.
So think about the lessons of the pump. You have to put something in before you get something out. You have to believe that something's there. You have to pump like crazy before you get any results. And it takes time to get the flow going. But after you make the investment, this is the key. After you make the investment, you build systems in your business. You hire the right people. You train them. you develop daily habits for yourself. All you need to do then is just keep a little steady pressure, and the flow will continue to come. When your business is predictable, it's profitable, it's turnkey, you get the result of all the pumping that you did in the past. Yes or yes?